Smile for the camera.
Hello.
I think there should be a break for and, but I think maybe that should be underlined.
Yeah, it's hard to know what that is. This is a bit of HTML goo. I think there should be a break for and. And I don't know what to do with the HTML goo.
MBDA presumably is lambda.
Yeah. And this isn't a separate thing, so I would agree that you underline
yes,
the
course, course it is.
You underline the goo.
And
in
the
each
goo
case,
in that case.
But not the and.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you reckon it stands for lambda?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right, what's different?
Mm-hmm.
Just this.
Mm-hmm.
High excitation emission lines.
Mm-hmm.
I think high excitation should be in because it's just saying, it's talking about the species that the emission lines are coming from.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't get that.
Let me know, in nebulosity. ESO, I don't think, is an instrument.
ESO isn't an instrument.
Okay.
You're right. We agreed to keep Hubble?
To keep Hubble. For this, that
yeah,
should
that
be
should
green
be
as well.
Type. Yeah. It's
yeah,
is
the whole name.
The name. Yeah.
Yes,
I
get.
Yeah,
I have no way of knowing.
Yeah.
Absorption line systems shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Absorption line systems. And again.
Yeah. Right.
I'm talking about column densities, which is a derived property.
Yeah,
but then
species lines again.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Individual lines.
And Lyman alpha cloud shouldn't be in there either. No, for some reason I seem to have just died on this one.
I win.
He got bored, probably. You're right there.
I forgot to keep track of the overall score, like who was.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a prize. Bottle of champagne.
I've labelled that wrong.
Okay.
And you again. It is, but is emission line AGN a separate class from AGN? I don't think it is. I think AGN.
Emission line AGN.
You wouldn't talk
you can
about.
You could get AGN without emission lines.
But I don't think you particularly class them as a separate source. A separate source class.
I think in
maybe
Phil's
you would.
Paper he does, doesn't he? The paper I pointed you to a few weeks ago or last week?
I didn't need it.
I didn't know what
it
was, but yes. I've seen people talk about them as separate classes, but I don't really know what that means.
And I guess there is a difference between an AGM with emission lines and one without, especially if it's X-ray detected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that, mm-hmm. as long as that's red as well,
yeah.
which it is. galactic stars. I think you're right again there.
Right. Yeah.
G-dwarf.
G-dwarfs are things, aren't they?
Presumably.
That's
never met one.
Yeah.
Don't know what it is.
Well, there's one of them out over here.
Right.
It's
oh,
it's
there you go.
I saw it yesterday.
And cluster, you're right.
Yeah.
Absorption...
by Lyman Alpha Forest.
But it's saying Lyman has four systems again, so you're right there.
Yeah, okay.
Although maybe there shouldn't be any. Yeah, I think there should be triple absorption. Radio Lab Quasar again. You're right.
Emission models, definitely not.
Now, we had a debate about this before, and I can't remember why I decided to mark associated. what does it mean?
It means it's associated with some physical thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the spectral features, I don't think. Is it?
What is associated absorption? It doesn't say it's associated with what?
Process?
I don't know. I've got no idea what it means.
I'm happy to say M2, whatnot, absorption is a spectral feature.
Yeah.
But associated means it's associated to some physical thing.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So is that what it means in that context? Right. And associated again.
Those are mechanisms.
But
they don't count.
Quasar. And we should have put emission line features, shouldn't we?
Hmm? Yeah, we should do.
But we're not supposed to mark things we've done differently, so.
Yeah, we did that the same. But it's different from what we've been doing.
We just talked about underlining features.
You can actually mark it if it isn't altering what's in the manual. Oh, it's only altering earlier rules.
Yeah, and it's not in the manual, is it?
It doesn't say in the manual about features or not, but we, when we saw ones previously, we marked features.
Yes,
the only problem is then if we've both been not marking it, there might be other instances in the text where it's not marked.
Yeah. But within the sentence that you're currently looking at, and feel free to correct it that way, that you like, it's not only about resolution, but it's not like coming up with a corrected version.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you see the other one there, the quasar, right?
Yes, we've got quasar. And this is exactly the same as the last one. In the systems. IM galaxies.
Is it kind of a regular galaxy?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
What are you doing there, sorry?
Hubble Deep Field is being marked, and absorption shouldn't be marked. Yeah. I don't think Able Cluster is different from Cluster. An Able Cluster is just
that's actually marked explicitly in here not to have Able Cluster.
Yeah,
right.
So,
Soft Access.
That definitely gets to go in. That's not a component.
No,
okay. We can have soft access.
I agree.
Yeah, we can
and yes, you're wrong, because you're right, because that's extended emission and Compton emission.
Okay.
I think you're right in both of those.
Yeah. Okay.
X-ray BLX and radio BLX, I think, are. Because the BL within should be marked.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
That's fine.
No.
No continuum.
No.
CO luminosity.
I think that's just a species again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Intermediate, it's a region.
The so-called.
It shouldn't be highlighted, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think it should be.
Because if we talk about the borderline region, we're not supposed to highlight it.
Yeah.
And it's the same, it's just it's not very
yeah,
clear.
It's badly written.
So cold.
Infrared glasses. We said not mark things based solely on sources defined only by wavelength, so we can't include infrared galaxies.
Yeah, just galaxies.
And
starburst.
Count?
Yes, they do.
Sure.
Oh, yes, assuming you're talking about starburst galaxies rather than starburst within a galaxy. But they are talking
yes.
about starburst galaxies.
Yes,
and galaxies.
Galaxies.
Continuum or continuum flux? It's another one of those that doesn't really make
doesn't
a big difference.
Really matter.
But what did we decide?
Continuum flux, but obviously.
Let's keep flux in
care.
Because in most of these cases we've put flux in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And same as feature. Board line.
No, I'm happy to take that out.
I was going
to
say put it in.
Oh.
The lack of board line polarization. Borderline polarization, is that a spectral feature? I think you'd want the whole thing to some extent.
No, you can't.
You can't get just from a spectrum.
Well,
but you can if you've got a spectrum that's split by
yeah.
polarized light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would have to leave it on those broad.
Polarization is a property, yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what was marked here. Have you got the bottom of this page? Or is
no.
it
the
bottom?
We're missing weak line. I don't. So they're saying weak line radio galaxies are a separate class of radio galaxies?
No. I said that weak line was. Because the modifier should be included, which I think it should. Even though weak line radio galaxies is. This should be underlined, this should be green.
Okay,
well,
yeah.
Actually, sorry, I think this cut up page continues in the next.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry.
Are we the same on the bottom?
Yeah.
Line?
Characterized
right.
by unusually.
Okay, so the question is.
Oh,
no, it's different.
Yeah, no, you've got line in there.
Oh, I've got line, that's fine. Mm. Line comes out, and should come out as well.
And should come out.
Oh, yeah.
So those are
and
right.
And
but I think weak line should be in.
And an and.
Okay.
But in the same way that if you have broad line, it would be in
yeah,
there.
That's okay.
Right.
Galactic black hole candidates.
I just made that up. And give it a passive.
Yes. Line again.
Mm-hmm.
We've got emission line in the ratios. That's fine. Infrared galaxies.
Yeah.
It's right again. Oh no, it's
not right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Line emitting gas I don't like. Yeah. Infrared galaxies we can't have.
That's it. The emission feature, which we're
yeah,
including now.
That's okay. Depth, line, and alpha absorption trust the same, right? Yeah. Emission feature.
Mm-hmm. Star forming galaxies.
That can't
be in. No, it can't. Star forming galaxies should be in.
Yes.
That's what you did earlier, anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
That should be
protogalactic right. clump.
No,
that is not
know.
A source type.
Not going to get away with that one. It's a lump. Something. Emission feature again.
Yeah.
Damp
absorption.
That should be because it's not an absorber, it's an absorption.
No, but it says it covers,
oh, covers
a significantly
so, yeah.
small angular size. It's a physical thing.
Yeah, it's a process.
Yep, I need to cross on. Features.
Yeah.
Feature again.
It's feature. Yeah,
as a future, respectful future.
Yeah.
Don't climb outfits again.
Yeah, you don't get that. Yeah. Those are regions, globs.
Yeah.
Nebula.
And the rest is the same.
Yeah.
Now a line should be in.
Yeah.
X-ray beam.
Relax.
Intermediate.
We
put in type 1.8 and type 1.9.
Did we in the end? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I think
right.
It should be in.
You get it then. That doesn't go in. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, this looks complicated.
Right,
oh, it's
okay.
It's lime enough absorption.
Systems.
And we don't like that one. And we don't like that one.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, hang on though. Wasn't there one just a minute ago in which I had a line?
Yes, we are taking out line on its own. So we yes.
But you just.
Yep.
Every time.
Keeping lines there.
Yes, but
so
we have to take.
What line are we?
In general, every time there's been line. Has there been line? Okay, it's
line width,
but it's still, where's that lines? Have we had any just where it says
line
ratios?
We've been taking out line as a word that relates to other words.
Adjective.
My head is going,
yeah.
But
right.
Lines are still lines.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, I think
it's okay. Right, I agree that can go out because that's a fitting thing.
Not the whole thing there.
Absorption features in the UV spectrum.
Oh, in the UV. I don't think spectrum should be there. But if it's a wavelength or a wave boundary, we're putting it in.
Okay. It's
yeah.
Likely one spectrum in the UV, which you can see absorption features in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep,
I'm right. And here I think I'm right again.
Line centre you can point to, not like line width, but you can point to line centre.
Mm.
In fact, the whole thing should be highlighted, I think.
Line centre.
You can point to the
line
wings.
You'd say line wings. All right, you get it.
That's just
right,
a
you win. Eclipsing highlight.
Yeah, no, that shouldn't be in there.
Yeah, you're right there.
You're right, Starburst. Oh, Starburst active. Starburst like activity. I don't think that's a class. It's a action.
Yeah, but then AGN like activity.
Yeah.
But an AGN is a class.
A Starburst is a class.
A Starburst is a type of galaxy, but it's also something that can happen within a galaxy. But an AGN is an object. A starburst, you can't say, here is a starburst.
A starburst galaxy.
We're counting starburst if it means galaxy. If this means starburst galaxy-like activity, then that's fair enough.
No, but a starburst galaxy is only a galaxy which has a starburst in it. Like an active galaxy is just a galaxy with an AGN in it.
But starburst refers to...
From the linguistic side, if you mark starbursts before and you can feel that starbursts are like objects, then I think it should stay in, even though it's modified by activity or it's modifying activity.
Okay, let's keep it in.
I think
you're right anyway.
You have to both stay
yeah.
Both go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it was maybe if it was star forming like activity, it would be different, but yeah.
Star formation we weren't putting in.
Yes, that's right, but starburst is different. Okay, we've just got this split up. I think that should be H. You're right, it's two. It's a wavelength region,
it's
but it's still.
Region.
But you're saying between that line and that line.
Yeah. Okay. I'm right here.
You are, yes. Let's talk about the name. Line wishes.
Okay. Infrared galaxies. This time
but
you
galaxies
have it.
should be in.
But galaxies should be in. Ooh.
So we need to write that.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh,
no, they are the same. Sorry, I missed that. Absorption line systems.
Hubble.
Hubble. And Hubble. And galaxy.
Yeah. Oh.
Galaxy
in
distribution.
The galaxy distribution.
Still the distribution of galaxies.
Yeah.
Okay.
High ionization lines.
We did
yes.
it before. Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah,
okay. Not radio
spectrum. Shapes, are we?
Yes, don't include flux spectrum. Quasars?
Yeah, that counts.
Low ionization. Oh, WECO 3 should be in.
Mm-hmm.
Low ionization.
Yeah.
They're lobals, aren't they?
Are they?
Lobal is a separate class of source.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if high bals are, but low bals are.
They are. It's a big joke.
Oh, right,
high
yes.
Next.
I shouldn't. You're right there.
Yeah. Yeah,
emission line candidates.
That means objects that are identified
yes, right.
maybe at a particular redshift based on, yeah. Count.
Continuum, I think, should be in. Although it's talking about, continuum luminosity, continuum flux, it should be in.
Well, you haven't been earlier, have you?
I thought we had. We put in.
I don't remember about luminosities. We've been putting in continuum flux.
Have you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't doing broadband detections, but we were doing, yeah. That's a nice tea.
Mine too.
Now, what were we doing if...
Radio lag quasar should be in, Z equals 2 shouldn't.
And what
the
were we doing?
Was to leave it in, was it?
I don't know, because you're looking in language speak. Mark each conduct as a separate entity. That's different.
Yeah, that's for things marked with and.
Mark subsections of entities. No, that's different. It doesn't really say.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
So we need a rule for that. What have we done?
Z equals 2
equals 2 is, means at a certain distance.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be in, but radio loud quasars is a thing.
Right.
So it's whether to include the Z equals 2 in the.
Mm-hmm. If it was radio loud quasar, then you would mark it as 150.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense to mark the whole thing then as one.
As one.
I don't know what you.
That's whatever's easiest for you.
No.
Yes, take it out. Haunted, isn't it? The spectral components.
No.
X-ray binaries.
Mm-hmm.
Hubble deep field again.
Mm-hmm.
Emission line objects
no,
shouldn't be
out.
In either of them.
Yeah.
Radio quasar should be
source type. Yeah.
And that's right. Now you've done one and not the other. And you're right, because one's line formation and one's line profile.
Yeah.
IGM I've done again.
Right.
This is nice and easy.
yeah.
Components.
Yeah. We can get rid of that, can't we?
Yeah, I think so.
But we want the lines still. The galaxy,
galaxy
or
galaxy?
Galaxy? Given that it is the galaxy. It should be the galaxy,
I
guess.
It should be the galaxy, yeah.
It's a proper, whatever the word is.
HPC complexes. I don't know what HPC stands for, but since they're complexes, we can cross that.
HPC, is it does. Known to lie in the direction of high velocity clouds. That's what they are. They shouldn't be in there. Yes, but I don't expect. ICM. Scuba.
Scuba. That's an instrument.
Sometimes, anyway, when it works.
You're right there. Should be this, and it probably is. That's probably
no, but no, you're right, and this should be red as well. It should all be.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Now, line again, are different. I missed out that. H be to
line
width.
I don't think that matters very much.
Just keep HB to, I think, given that we're not putting line width itself.
Okay.
Even line if it is line width. You can have flux. HB2 should be in.
Nope.
Not that line, but we want enhanced.
Do
we? We wanted, unless it's relative, we wanted modifiers of spectral lines, e.g. weak board lines.
But enhanced relative to what?
Weak word relative to what, though? It's all relative, but it's still a modifier of that line.
Okay.
And the same.
Sorry, the AGN, I think that should be one entity, right? The wasn't it according to the acronym rule? Yes, that's right. Mark a whole string as one entity. Acronym.
No, only when it's embedded.
Yeah.
Oh, but the second one. Or it's included beside
yeah.
Mark it all as one entity,
yeah,
yes.
Right.
I don't think I was doing that.
Yes, I don't know how many times I've missed that out either.
Yeah,
weak emission, I think, should be in there.
Yeah, okay.
If we're including emission.
Yeah, extended emission is extended. We've not been including extended emission.
No, that's true. So we shouldn't have that on either of us.
No.
Yeah.
But then weak
emission levels is just a way of
yeah.
Doing it. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
Nothing at all.
Star first contribution.
That's not a separate.
Yeah.
Red continuum should be in.
Okay.
Board line emission in the best frame UV should all be one.
Yeah. Yeah. That
you're
should
right.
Be out.
Yeah. Oh, no, it shouldn't.
We weren't doing components.
No.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
Lines. Yeah, this is a radiative transfer thing. So they don't mean they mean photons in the lines escape. Not that that's not something you can point to. I don't think that.
Yes, that's true. Associated again, which means nothing. Continuum source shouldn't be in.
Mm-hmm.
And associated shouldn't be in. CTIO.
That should be. Oh wait, is
what
that,
does it stand
that's
for?
That's an observatory, isn't it?
Yeah.
The CT is the CTIO 4 meter.
That is a separate
that
thing. Yeah.
And the AAT is an observatory as well. Isn't
yeah.
Yes, but it's also a telescope, and I think if there's no other way of describing it, that telescope. The CTIO 4 meter telescope is must be what it's called, otherwise they call it a name.
It's the Blanco, actually, usually. I don't mind.
We're including observatory if it refers. If it's part of the proper name of an instrument.
Yeah.
But then we have to include 4 meter as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Up to the telescope? No, just 4 meter.
Yeah.
Iron shouldn't
yeah,
be in that.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, it should. Iron and absorption. Is it contamination from blended iron and absorption lines? No, it's not.
What is that comma doing then?
Yeah, no,
it's,
oh,
no,
see,
it's
see,
not.
See, see, yeah.
If the comma wasn't there, it would be in.
Accounting for galactic reddening contamination from blended iron. What they mean is blended iron lines.
Yeah.
So they do mean iron lengths then?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it should be in. And we're keeping line in because it's strength. Yeah. Continuum flux.
So
we should have
yeah,
all
we're
in.
We're doing that, yeah. No!
Go
no.
Oh. There's going to be hundreds of those. This is quick.
Damped line and alpha QSO.
I don't think that's a separate class of quasar. But I don't know about quasars.
I don't know what that means either.
I
one damped line and alpha QSO. It's not a source stuff. That's definitely true.
No.
Yeah. That's okay. DAWDs. White dwarf?
There's WDs. 25 of DA type and 6
yeah,
of DB type.
It has hydrogen or helium in the atmosphere.
Okay, so it is a different
white
class.
Dwarf, yeah.
Okay. Nope.
Yes,
low bar. I'd put multiple in there. We're not supposed to do components.
No.
Yeah.
So neither of them.
Okay.
That all goes.
Or, yeah, that's
yeah.
Right. No absorption lines. That should be highlighted. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Low luminosity QSOs, no. People talk about them a lot, but.
Yeah, I don't.
Well,
I don't know.
We're doing ultra-luminous galaxies.
But
yes, you should keep it then.
Yeah.
Only if it's an astrophysically distinct.
They are as much as ultra-luminous galaxies, huh?
Okay. No absorption lines
yeah.
Should be in,
yeah.
And the same here. I didn't manage not to do associated for once.
Regions.
Yes, you shouldn't.
O, A, and B.
And we. Oh gosh, what if we can do that A?
No, that's then? The conjunct rule. I'm right here, I think.
Yes, you are
yeah.
Right, yeah. Strong, soft X-ray flux. Yeah, you can point to that. And that's associated absorption lines.
Oh, right. In the AAL
it's
outflow. Is there, yeah, that doesn't count.
And absorption in small clouds is out.
Doesn't count.
Now this is the conjunct rule again. And
I didn't.
Blue wings of this and, this and this.
Yeah.
And this is one double line, and
yeah.
This, and presumably that's red there.
Yeah, I don't know where.
I think
means.
If the line's too long, you've highlighted
it all
as one.
I highlighted
one.
All as one, right.
And I've highlighted it separate, and it should be separate.
Okay, yeah.
What's this end thing? Because that is not marked in the...
I think if the line's too long, it's only putting the bottom line, because Olivia would have marked from blue all the way to the end as one long line.
No, sorry, I mean the... So
the end
so
should be.
From the end as well.
Yeah.
Yes, but I think it probably was and it just hasn't printed, because Olivia wouldn't have started marking at 1402 on the two lines above. Yeah, but I think it's just missing out the printing if the line goes over the end.
Oh, I see.
Because if,
so
if you look at what Olivia's done,
yeah,
here,
yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Olivia wouldn't have just highlighted that line.
Right.
She would have highlighted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So end probably.
So you're mostly setting for the solution where you mark all conductors.
Yes, and it just hasn't printed that.
Yeah.
But it is marked, I think.
Right.
Such components don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Continuum source? Does that count?
Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be. Oh, so is that's right.
But it's is that also the name of the source?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So it should be this one plus the pink.
Yeah.
Line
broadness.
I think that should be in.
That's a way of saying line width, though, and we don't mark line
that's
width.
True. Well, okay, yeah. So we've been in here. Rich iron spectrum. You're probably right. To the feature of the spectrum. Does that make it a spectral feature?
Lines have lots of different elements. And you have to work out all the ones to put your eye on lines. Then after that, you look and say, has a line.
It's a feature of the whole spectrum rather than you can't say
there
is a rich iron spectrum.
Oh,
you can say this is a rich iron spectrum.
Yeah, so that's like a derived.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not a spectral feature, it's a feature of the spectrum.
Right.
That's
which is different.
Shouldn't go in.
Yes. And then we're the same.
Okay.
Good, we're getting through this now.
Yeah, can I make it for a second cookie?
Giant ellipticals or ellipticals. We were in. I don't know.
Are giant ellipticals separate things?
Yeah.
They are separate, but are they a separate class? I think they probably are.
Yeah.
In that you said BTGs and things. Ionized emission.
If you're doing emission from high.
Yes, I think you want ionized in there.
Really?
Well,
you can point to ionized emission rather than.
She was allowed emission from high excitation whatnot. And that's exactly
emission from
same.
High excitation lines.
Yeah, that's exactly the same as.
It's pointing there and saying, look, there's a high excitation emission, and there's non high excitation.
Okay, if you both think so. Yeah.
Well, I'm not certain if high excitation should go in, but if high excitation should go in, I think ionized means the same thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Line ratio.
Yeah.
What's different
right.
there? Oh,
I've got
yes.
three source. R117.
Narrow line sieve at one should all be one with the red inside it.
Mm-hmm.
That.
No, that's. This is describing the span to do the observations in?
Describing the line you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
counts?
We've included it before when you've said this has been detected.
Right.
From. I think should be in there.
Yeah, okay.
Emission land.
Yeah.
Quasars, I missed.
Yep. Ooh, those shouldn't be there, should they? No.
Templar knows it's not systems, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Well, hang on though, but. Isn't it just. Describe your mechanism there. It isn't just
yes.
Spectral feature, so.
No, I think it's a spectral feature. You can point to the damped lime and alpha absorption in the same way you can point to HB2 emission, although HB2 emission is a process.
I
or emission from HB2
is
a process.
Before, isn't it?
No, damped lime and alpha absorption systems we crossed out.
Mm-hmm.
We also crossed out.
I think it's a process too. I think. Especially when they're saying we're choosing low redshift. Absorption. That's not.
What
really
do we do that? You can point to low redshift damped lime and alpha absorbing because it just shifted in the spectrum there.
Not too fast, I don't think.
Would it be if it was H beta absorption? And you just took out the low redshift. Quasars with HB2 absorption you'd put in.
I'm not sure.
Because it's a spectral feature. I think damped lime and alpha absorption.
It's whether it's a process or a feature. But
I think
can't
it's
remember
both.
What we've done before.
Because we've. Every feature is produced
well,
by a process.
If it was absorption in damped lime and alpha clouds, you'd not mark absorption.
Yes, it depends what it says. Well, it means with low redshift damped lime and alpha cloud absorption. If it was damped lime and alpha absorbers, that would be different. But I think absorption.
I do think it's a process, I think.
It's a process, but it also produces a spectral feature. Where you can say, there's the damped lime and alpha absorption, there's
yeah,
the.
Well,
in the same way that, as I said, you know, HB2 emission is a process.
Yeah.
Well, we both marked
it. Yeah, I think
yeah.
It should be in there.
Microquasars.
They're dubbed microquasars.
Yeah. That means it's newfangled.
Is it going to be a decent source type in the future? I haven't heard it referred to since, but.
Yeah.
But it does talk about the microquasar.
Yeah, but they've made up that word.
Yeah, I think you're right. They have made. On the other hand, if we're having hyperluminous galaxies, where you know they've just got ultraluminous and ooh, even more hyperluminous.
Yeah.
Well, someone must have made that up for the first time.
But do they? What defines a microquasar?
Same as a hyperluminous galaxy being very, very extreme.
But
I guess keep it. Yeah.
I reckon a dwarf amorphous nuclei starburst galaxy,
that
a DAMS, is a...
Yeah, there's not been more than one study of dwarf amorphous nuclei starburst galaxies. So that, do we say we take that out?
Yeah, okay. But what about the acronym? Because that
yeah,
has
got it in,
that should
so
be
that's
in.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, what was starburst nuclei. You're right. Oh. The object, if it was starburst galaxies, it would be in there. Starburst nuclei refers to a region within
yeah,
an object which would not be observed separately.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, okay. What, you find that dwarf amorphous blah blah galaxies, that's not a proper name. Could you still include the acronym? Or?
Because the acronym has starburst in it, galaxies in it, in the S. And
oh,
if the acronym includes it,
oh, right, okay.
Then it has to be in there. Continuum flux you can have.
Mm-hmm.
UV and optical emission line. Ratios.
Yeah.
But
I think all that goes in, isn't it?
We wouldn't have line ratios.
No.
So yeah.
UV and optical emission. UVN optical emission should be in there though. No, it shouldn't. Because
no,
it modifies
no,
the ratios.
Ratios.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, narrow emission. Okay, so I've highlighted this in red and then the whole thing in green because type 2 super
right.
galaxies are one.
Yeah,
so
that's fine.
That's right, as long as this is
plus red.
Yeah. TV gamma ray emission.
We weren't doing
broadband detections yet. Using the Whipple F.
That's definitely an instrument.
It is, yes. Very stupid, but it is.
Right, you're right there.
FBS objects shouldn't be in there.
What does it mean?
I don't know, but it's got objects.
Yeah, you're right.
And the MAMA scanning machine is an instrument. It's not
yeah.
a telescope, but it's an instrument.
Okay. Didn't have that. Right. And the other one we stopped after 4 meter.
Oh yes, it should be.
As well.
No emission lines from high.
Yeah.
And
we did it this way before.
Yeah. Absorption features. Weak continuum.
Yeah.
That should be
you're
separate.
Right.
Continuum radiation.
No.
Neither.
Neither.
Mm-hmm.
Narrow line region emission.
Yep.
Oh,
that's emission from
down.
The narrow line region. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
Narrow line emission should be in.
Yeah. Yeah, white dwarfs is a source type.
A phyllo ball is a source type.
Yeah, you're right.
Stupid that maybe Keck is. Oh no, Keck Observatory. Yes, we did decide Keck.
Keck is
was going in.
We didn't allow iron spectrum, so we shouldn't allow H or helium 2 spectrum either.
Yeah, that's right.
At all. Yep. And we shouldn't allow emission.
Yeah. Piezo electronic. Yeah.
Radio quasars?
Radio quasars.
Yeah. Oh, no, radio loud and radio quieter.
But radio quasars means radio loud quasars.
It does. Yeah.
UVXS is on the right.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't doing flat spectrum quasars, were we? No. Were we?
I think they're a separate class. Yes, we're not putting them in spectral, but I think
right.
we are putting them in because it's so broadband. But yes, they are separate.
Right. You're right there. Line strength.
No, you can't point it.
Yeah.
You missed group.
I did miss group.
Subaru telescope, you're right.
Yeah. Hey!
Wow.
It's under a proper name because it's got a capital T.
Yeah.
Well,
hooray!
Wonderful.
2 hours.
Excellent.
Well, once we got them identified, a lot of them were.
Yeah.
The same problem going round and round.
Yeah.
Where's the bin in here? And more to the point, can I get to it without
carrying
my little bits of wire with me? Excuse me, camera. I'm going to send it in. And there isn't one, is there?
Do we need to remain wired up? Are we done?
I think that's it, isn't it? I think we're really good.
To
send them off or something.
What, you have a Melissa now down here?
You could just I'll put it next to there so people know what it is. Just like it's then. That's why it's put forward.
Yeah, not so bad.
We have a lot of agreements.
Are we all going to the observatory?
I'm not moving to my other office in Ness.
How are you going up?
Well, I was going to say, well, David Jackson, but it's just me. Maybe I'll wait for a bus or something.
I ought to cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.